Emperor John and all his subjects were infuriated by the capture of the province of Amhara and the sack of Gondar. With an army of more than 100,000 behind him, he came down upon Galabat to take his revenge. He sent a warning to Osman Atalan that he was coming, so he might not be seen as a sneaking coward. Osman decapitated his messenger and sent the man's head back to him. Heavily outnumbered, Osman transformed the town into a large defensive zareba. He placed the women and children in the centre and stood to meet the Abyssinian fury. It burst upon him. Al-Nur's division of 4,000 men was almost wiped out, and Al-Nur himself was gravely wounded. The exultant Abyssinians broke into the centre of the zareba where the women were, and the rape and slaughter began. When Osman realized the day was lost, he leapt onto Al-Buk and spurred him forward, going for the head of the serpent. The emperor had once been a legendary warrior, but he was a young man no longer. In his leopard skins, bronze cuirassier, and the gold crown of the Negus on his head, he was tall and regal, but his beard was more silver than black. He drew his sword when he saw Osman charging at him through the carnage. The dervish commander cut down the bodyguard that tried to interpose themselves. He had learnt from Penrod Ballantyne, and he never took his eye from the emperor's blade. His riposte was like a bolt of silver lightning. "The emperor is dead! The Negus has gone!" the cry went up from the Abyssinian host. The moment of complete victory had been transformed into defeat and rout by a single stroke of Osman Atalan's long blade. Osman rode back to Omdurman with the heads of Emperor John and his generals carried on the lances of his bodyguard. They planted them at the entrance to Caliphate Abdullahi's palace. 7 months later, Rebecca gave birth to her second child, a girl. Osman was not sufficiently interested in a female to bother himself with a name for her. Rebecca named her Karuba, which in Arabic means amber. After some months, Osman forgave her for bearing a girl and resumed their nightly conversations and lovemaking. When Karuba turned into a pretty little thing with smoked honey hair, he sometimes stroked her head. Once he even took her up on the front of his saddle and ran Al-Buk at full gallop. Karuba squealed with glee, which caused Osman to remark, as he handed her back to Rebecca, "You erred grievously, wife. You should have made her a boy, for she has the heart of one." None of his other daughters received any sign of his affection. They were not allowed to speak to him or to touch him. When Karuba was 6 years old, at the feast of Kurban Bayram, she left the women, and with one finger in her mouth she went to where Osman sat among his agajirs. He watched her coldly as she approached. Undeterred, she scrambled onto his lap. Osman was flabbergasted. His agajirs had difficulty in maintaining their sober expressions. Osman scowled at them, as though daring any to laugh. Then he deliberately selected a sweetmeat from the bowl in front of him and placed it in the child's mouth. She retaliated by throwing both arms around his neck. However, this was going too far. Osman replaced her on the ground and slapped her little bottom. "Be off with you, you shameless vixen," he said.